At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night, and good luck.
Hey, folks, you're watching this on October 25th, 11 days before Election Day. And the elephant in the room is bullshit. Folks, you are being submerged in a tidal wave of bullshit right now. It's made a lot of our Democratic friends and allies very nervous. They feel like the sky is falling, that the world is ending, that Trump's inevitably going to win, and that nothing can possibly go right for Kamala Harris at this point. What the fuck is wrong with you? You are taking the poison. One of the best pieces of advice I ever got in my life was someone said to me, someone I care about a lot said, don't drink the poison when it comes to dealing with people who have bad intentions. Don't accept their predicate. Don't accept their idea of what the world is and should be and will be. Don't drink the poison. And right now, friends, many, many, many of you are drinking every drop of the poison. There's a flood of low-quality Republican polls right now all over the place, but mostly now in the swing states, from polling firms that appear like dog shit cicadas every few years, every 4 years, in fact, and suddenly they produce these polls showing the Republican candidate with a big lead. Why do they do that? I'll tell you why they do it. It's very simple. They do it because they want to skew the averages. They want to change the aggregators' opinions. They want to shift the betting markets. It's bullshit. They are playing you. The Republicans have two things left in the deck right now. Scare the shit out of their base and scare you. If you're scared of them, that means their strategy is working. If you're scared of them, it means that the strategy they're pursuing to make you feel like Kamala Harris isn't a good enough candidate, or that the race isn't being run properly, or that she's not spending her money or her time or her energies in the right places. If you believe that, if you buy into that, then you're going to lose because you'll get depressed and disheartened because they have now set a standard where Donald Trump can literally go out and shit himself and smear it all over the walls and write his manifesto in the cell, in his padded cell. And if she comes out and says, shall instead of may, or happy instead of glad, the press twists itself inside out for 3 days, wondering if she's really ready to be president. Donald Trump has shown you every day since 2015, in June of 2015, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it has now been 3,421 days since he came down that escalator, maybe 20 days. And he has shown you every day. He's incapable. He is unacceptable. This week, it should put every bit of this to rest. There should never be a debate again. John Kelly told the truth.
Certainly an authoritarian, admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist.
The MAGA response to it tells you how deep the cut has been, because they have been losing their minds for days because Donald Trump is a fan of Adolf Hitler.
He would, he commented more than once that, you know, that Hitler did some good things too. And of course, if you know history, again, I think he's lacking in that. But if you know what Hitler was all about, it'd be pretty hard to make an argument that he did anything good.
Do you really think you're going to lose a race if you make it about fascism versus freedom at this point? Do you really think you're going to lose a race when people know who Donald Trump is? Not because we told them, but because he tells them every day. While I'm recording this, Donald Trump just finished a rally where he's talking about ending the free press.
We got millions of people watching on television, but they won't move those cameras. I try and shame them. I do whatever I can. They just They're just bad people. They're the enemy of the people. They're the enemy of the... I've been asked not to say it. I don't want to say it. They're the enemy of the people. And someday they're not going to be the enemy of the people, I hope.
Maybe someday they'll be right. Maybe they'll be free someday. That is a day where they only obey Donald Trump, as well you know. His campaign is not spending as much money as Harris is spending. They are not able to scale the way she has scaled. They do not have a real field program. We spent the week learning that Elon Musk, fooling his money theory right here, baby. Elon Musk has been hiring these drifters and weirdos who have learned how to hack and manipulate the GPS app on their phones to pretend they're knocking doors, but instead are getting paid for doing whatever. Look, drinking margaritas, God bless you, go do. But you've seen the Trump campaign is increasingly desperate to turn up its base. They're not expanding the pie. There are not a lot of new Trump customers out there. A handful. But there are many, many more drifting the other way. You're afraid. Some people in the progressive side were like, why is she spending so much time talking to Liz Cheney and all these Republicans? Because that's where the fish are in the pond, people. It's a strategy that is country first. And not only is Harris seeking them with an open ear and an open heart, they're seeking her with a great desire to save this nation from Donald Trump. Don't buy their bullshit. Don't buy Trump's bullshit that this is a mistake or that these people will cost Republican votes. They're insane. We are going to get twice or more of the percentage of Republican votes that we got in 2020. This guy is poison. There are a couple scenarios here that play out, okay? A narrow, narrow, narrow Trump win. Maybe. Could happen. Lose Pennsylvania. Could happen. A narrow Harris win. Definitely higher probability than Trump winning. And there's also a scenario, it's all about 20% scenario right now, of a Harris blowout. And that's what they're really afraid of. That's what Trump's world is really afraid of right now. They're afraid you are not going to be depressed and tired and sad and worried and freaked out every day, that you're not going to wake up every morning doom scrolling from the latest Patriot Eagle Forum poll or whatever garbage they're trying to shovel down your throat this morning. Don't buy the bullshit and don't drink the poison. Nothing you can do right now will serve a higher purpose than voting now. If you can vote early in your state, go vote right now. If you can vote early in your state, do it tomorrow. Do it today. And if you can vote in person, even better. You need to be off the target list for Harris so she can pour resources into folks that haven't voted yet. The sooner you vote, the sooner your vote is in the bank for the campaign, the less chance you will be of being susceptible to the bullshit. The sooner you vote, the sooner they are able to devote those resources, the ad spending, the door knocking, the ballot chasing, to people who haven't voted yet. You're experiencing something that has been designed to make you upset. They have, for all that Trump is stupid, for all that Trump is a man without a knowledge of history, science, or even a vague command of the English language, he has people around him who are incredibly smart. They are deeply knowledgeable, and they have designed a program to press the buttons of your nervousness and your fear and your restlessness and your eagerness to feel safe. And they want you to feel upset. They want you to feel sad. They want you to feel freaked out. And they're doing it brilliantly. They're playing the media. They're playing the polling. They're playing the paid and online game to freak you out. You're getting fed a lot of stories that aren't great because that's what Elon wants you to see. That's what Trump and his people are paying Facebook to show you. That's what is on the television and the cable and the digital targeting. They want to show you a world that isn't true. He's always wanted to show you a world that isn't true. It started at the very beginning. I'm a rich man. I'm a billionaire. I don't need the money. He's a broke-ass bitch living on credit. I'm the greatest president ever.
I'm the greatest president there's ever been. I said, what about George Washington? Nah, you're better. What about Lincoln? What about Abraham Lincoln? Nope, you're better.
A million people died because of his mishandling of COVID. The economy that he inherited from Barack Obama skated along for 2 years, and then when COVID hit, Donald Trump's errors and mistakes drove it into the ditch. He's a failure as a human. He's a failure as a president. He's a failure as a candidate. This campaign is not well run. This campaign is not efficient. It is not effective. It's effective at scaring you more than it's effective at winning over new voters. Donald Trump's campaign has a chance to win, but it's really about you more than about his people. Donald Trump's people are Donald Trump's people. It's a smaller pool than it was. It's an intense pool, but it's really now about you. And I need you to do a couple things. Now, a lot of our progressive and liberal viewers do not like Winston Churchill, but go fuck yourself. Because Winston Churchill was a great war leader, and you need a war leader right now. You need a war leader right now. Kamala Harris is a great candidate, but let me tell you something. The war you are in is for your spirit. The war you are in is for your enthusiasm, your energy, your commitment, your passion. They're trying to kill it. You must not allow that. You must fight them every single day. You have to be cheerful, happy warriors. We are winning, folks. Put your chest out. Stand up straight. Put your back into it. No one can take this away from you if you fight every day. No one can take this away from you if every day you're out there sharing with your friends that you feel up, that you're going to push harder. You're making sure they voted. You're making sure your friends' friends voted. I cast a vote this week for Kamala Harris. And I cast a vote this week in Florida for Debbie McCarthy Powell. And I cast a vote this week for a young person running against Neil Dunn, the Republican MAGA, you know, creep. Nobody knows him. It's boring. I cast a vote for my good friend Allison Tant for county commission. You know what? I went down the ballot and I couldn't find a thing on that ballot that wanted to draw me back into the shit of Trumpism. They wanted to draw me back into the sadness and the darkness and the depression these people are peddling. No one needs to feel this way. No one needs to be scared. You don't need to be scared. In World War II, to go back to Churchill for a moment, during the Blitz, German air raids over London and the rest of England, sometimes 1,000 planes a day dropping bombs on civilian targets across the country. It looked desperate. It looked like the people's will would break. And that's what the actual purpose of the Blitz was. The purpose of the Blitz was to break the will of the English people. And with unbelievable determination and courage, he held them together. He kept telling them, we're going to win. We will have victory. And then came a day when the Battle of Britain occurred, one of the largest aerial battles in history. It was a week, actually. The Battle of Britain lasted about a week. And English fighter planes went up every day against German bombers and fighters. There were only, I think, about 1,000 fighter pilots in the UK at that time. They were desperate for men, desperate for planes. It was a desperate, terrifying moment. You're those fighter pilots. It's up to you. Go out and engage every day. Go out and fight them every day. Go out and go up against them every day. Call their bullshit. When your friends are down, you got to go and lift them back up. When you feel down, you've got to push through it. You got to get up every day and know we're going to win. You got to get up every day and know we're going to win. You need to get out and vote. Get your friends to vote. Now, I want to talk for a minute before we wrap this up about the down ballot races in the various states. Okay, folks, we are seeing some weird and good numbers underneath this. In the state of New York, all of a sudden, these Democratic races and Republican seats are starting to blow doors. They're starting to do amazing new numbers. They're closing up even in Republican majority seats, like New York 1 with John Avalon, who support his campaign. He's an amazing candidate. He's an amazing leader. You will never regret it. You know, people like Mondaire Jones in New York, all of a sudden we're seeing all these races moving quickly. New York, California, Florida, our friend Whitney Fox in Florida, who we love, she's now tied with Anna Paulina Luna. You're seeing the races close up everywhere. Now look, Florida and Texas are still tough, tough, tough places, but Kamala Harris is happy warrioring. She's going to Texas on Saturday to do a show for probably going to blow out 60,000 people. Okay, Donald Trump couldn't get 60,000 people if Elon Musk paid them $100 a piece. Okay? But these states are starting to close up in the Democrats' direction. You are not seeing a lot of momentum for Republican candidates at the House or the Senate or the governor's races. My strong encouragement to you is to keep those people in mind, too, when you're doing activism, when you're docking doors, when you're giving money, when you're out there doing the work. And those folks are going to really need your help because the down ballot races are moving. They're increasingly important. And if you manage to go out there and make a difference in adding 10 congressional seats instead of 3 or 5, that's a big deal. If you go out there and make a difference in changing some state legislative compositions, that's a big deal. In Florida, if you add 10 state House seats, you break the Republican supermajority and Ron DeSantis is fucked. By the way, supermajorities should, anywhere that you see them, you should be cautious about them. You don't want them. They're bad outcomes, both sides. But look, down ballot races are crucially important also. And I'm saying that in part, I want you to understand I'm saying that in part because I'm increasingly confident we're going to be okay at the top. Look, folks, the elephant in the room is the bullshit they're trying to feed you, the poison they want you to take. Stay strong. You're in a war right now. It is a war, as I said, for your spirit, your passion, your enthusiasm, and your commitment to go out and vote. Do not let them win, because we are going to defeat them if you stay strong. And that, folks, is the elephant in the room. The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joseph Wagner-Cheney. Produced and edited by Whitney Hayes and Jeff Taylor.
And good luck.